Good morning. While post-tropical cyclone Hermine continues to spin south of Long Island, our weather in interior New York and New England has largely been dominated by a ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft. After a beautiful holiday weekend, we'll continue this nice stretch of weather across the overwhelming majority of interior New York and New England with lots of sunshine and warm temperatures, with highs mainly in the lower to mid-80s. Humidity levels will be up a bit as well. Closer to the coast, and in particular the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, more clouds than sunshine, and even a few scattered showers passing through from the coast, and a gusty northeast breeze from time to time, with high temperatures staying in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight tonight in these locations, with scattered showers and still some gusty breezes from time to time, while the remainder of interior New York and New England will be mostly clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s, except for mid-60s closer to the coast. As Hermine meanders away during the middle and latter stages of the week, the door will open for more sunshine for just about everyone on Wednesday. It'll be warm and humid for this time of year, with highs reaching the lower to mid-80s once again. The next front will make an approach during the day Thursday. It'll be mostly dry, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly sunny behind this front for Friday, and temperatures back into the lower to mid-80s. And as we get into the weekend, a couple more disturbances passing through on Saturday and Sunday, so we'll introduce another chance of showers and thunderstorms for both weekend days, otherwise partly sunny, with high temperatures in the mid-80s Saturday and near 80 degrees on Sunday. We'll clear it out to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical storm warning is in effect along the coast of Long Island from Fire Island Inlet to Port Jefferson Harbor, and for New Haven, Connecticut to Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts. This includes Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Cape Cod. Post-tropical storm Hermine is located about 100 miles southeast of the eastern tip of Long Island, and a slow erratic motion is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Hermine will meander slowly offshore of the New England coast into the day on Wednesday. Hermine is expected to gradually weaken during the next couple of days. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters moving inland from the shoreline. Along the immediate coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and dangerous waves. These waves are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions and significant beach erosion. Away from the coast, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Great Lakes to the mid-Missouri Valley. Sufficient deep-layer shear will exist for a few supercells during the first few hours of development this afternoon, with all hazards possible, including the chance of a few tornadoes. With time, organized linear segments may form as the main risk transitions to damaging wind. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Safford, Tucson, and Eloy, all in Arizona, to a low of 18 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy with a chance of showers, lower 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 70, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, which is a half an inch below normal, and 23.45 inches for the year, which is 3.20 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 55, the record high 91 set in 1983, and the record low 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers, mainly in New England, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer in the mid-80s with more humidity. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon on Thursday in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-80s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday. Mid-80s Saturday, near 80 on Sunday, and mostly sunny in the upper 70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.